If I speak slower, doesn't mean I'm lack of confidence just because of my coughing. Sorry. I'd like to take this chance to just reconfirm Trend Micro's strategy and how we play, where we play in the security business. Security business is actually a very big business, and in our view, it actually has three major components. The first component is called security management and services. That area, like SIEM or management services, the core competence there is cross-vendor management. Because in management, you cannot just center around one vendor. The second area is called policy enforcement, such as firewall is network policy enforcement. Access control, those AAAs, those are the policy. Companies set the policy. And the vendor's core competence there is to understand the organization requirement and structure so that they can set the policy for them. The third area is threat defense. Threat defense is where Trend Micro play most. This is intrusion prevention. This is malware prevention. And the core competence here is to understand and able to respond fast to the hacker's behavior. Those three are very different core competence, although they are all in security. And where do Trend Micro play? Mainly, we play in threat defense, but in different segments. Actually, the more overlay, the smaller the organization, the more overlaid of this. For instance, for consumer, they don't know what are those three areas. They just want one product to solve all those problems, right? But for the enterprise, the larger enterprise, they are more diverse. So at first, when Trend Micro acquired Tipping Point, a lot of analysts asked us, isn't that IPS going to be merged into firewall and become next generation firewall? In our view, firewall, no matter you call next generation, last generation, is just mainly focused on policy enforcement. Intrusion prevention is threat defense. It's different. I think the result is already showing this is what we see. We can retain and still expand the IPS business in the very large area, very large enterprise area. So this is the mainly this structure is what you can see, what where we play and how we play in those three security areas. So moving to threat defense. Threat defense, the biggest challenge is rapid change. No matter it's infrastructure change, user behavior change, or threat landscape change. If you look at the past few years, you know, every year there's new threats, there's always big increase in the ransomware or this new business email compromise. If you hear about this, we jokingly call it the stupid CEO email compromise. They pretend they are the CEO, send you a stupid email, ask you to wire money out, and a lot of people do. So these are the new threats that you were seeing. And we're seeing more and more zero-day vulnerability being exposed. And we're seeing that more botnet or CNC it discovered in customers' environment. And the network attack and exploit is just a lot. So just like a very famous Sun Zi, the Art of War author said, this is a battle. And in a battle like this, there is no consistent form, just like water. You have to constantly change according to the environment and according to your enemy. And therefore, for Trend Micro, we believe the most important formula for Trend Micro is this formula. X, in mathematics, it represents always changing number, right? It always change. And then the here, X equal to I, infrastructure change, user behavior change, and threat landscape change. That's what Trend Micro for 27 years, the formula we continue to follow, and we will continue to develop through this. In the past all those years, every infrastructure change, Trend Micro come up with the new solution. Every time when there's new threats, Trend Micro come up with the new threat defense measurement. And last year, after we acquired Tipping Point, we add more zero-day protection capability to our already very powerful smart protection network. Now, we are very confident that Trend Micro owns the world's best threat intelligence database in the cloud. And that's how we call Trend Micro a company. We are an X-generation security company. Not last generation, not just next generation, is cross-generation security company. We know what is the threat before, now, and in the future. And these products, we develop all this smart protection technology deployed in all of our product sets and connect them together with all the infrastructure player. At the same time, we connect all our product set together through our threat intelligence database in the cloud and provide the best visibility and control for our customer. That's the most simple business in the world. Customer always have the threat defense problem. We provide the best solution. So our business model is really simple. And just last year, we implement the latest technology, machine learning and artificial intelligence, where we can implement all this intelligence in different layer of filtering. And with all this filter, we proven to be the most effective defense in the whole industry. You can see that this type of artificial intelligence, after we implement that, in the past 1 year, in all these three areas, we add a lot of new logo, new customers in all three solution area, and we continue to maintain our server security market share, 30% number one market share in the world. And we was rated by Gartner Group as the highest execution and the farthest in the vision on our endpoint protection strategy. Also, after we acquired Tipping Point under HP last year was in the very far left down there. But this year, after Trend Micro acquired, already back in the IPS quadrant, already back in the leader quadrant. That's what we were very proud. And on all the testing, Trend Micro's product has shown the highest detection rate, the best effective protection. In the consumer product, Mahendra mentioned, of course, the consumer PC shipment decline or this challenge is there, but we continue to invest in two strategic areas. First one is consumer needs service and support. And that's where we add a lot of this security, not only security, actually, including the home network support and services. And those part of the business, I think later on, Omega-san will explain our increase in the user in that area. Also, we introduced a new solution for IoT security. If you remember last year in US, the thing attacked was the home router attacking the whole infrastructure. And therefore, we provide this type of IoT device protection to protect. And that's our security on the consumer side. What's next? I think what's next is IoT. There will be a lot of IoT, and we already seeing a lot of this IoT attack happening in the world. The market, currently nobody can assess how big the IoT security market is, but we see the customer already have pain, problem already exists. And Trend Micro, actually, since 3 years ago, we already invest a lot, and we come up with the IoT security pack, IoT API. We collaborate with Microsoft in providing the IoT security framework. And we believe in the next few years, we will starting to become the major player in IoT security, because IoT security is actually three layer. You need to have the cloud that is protected by Trendmicro's deep security product. You need to have the network during the transition. You need to have the next generation IPS to protect your smart factory. And that's Trendmicro's IPS and DDI product. And on the endpoint, all those smart devices will need some security API that is embedded into all those devices. And Trendmicro has the solution and have the best experience in helping the vendors to implement all this security API. So that's our solution map for the IoT security. So in conclusion, I want to say Trendmicro is a X-generation security company. We're very stubborn, and our business model is very simple. Fortunately, because security problem is a cross-generation problem, and therefore, by continuing to solving that problem, we believe Trendmicro can become the most strong security company in the world. Thank you.